Is it time to up your social media game? Then you need to talk to Kate and Ave Communications, a social media agency located right here in Edmonton, specializing in all things social media, from quality storytelling, content creation, and strategic social media management. So stop doing social media off the side of your desk. Contact Kate and Ave at kateandave.com and give them a follow on Instagram at kateandavecomms, C-O-M-M-S, for great social media content, tips, and tricks.
Welcome to The Bits. This is Claire.
This is Paulina.
And this is Quinn.
Today, ladies, we've got a very special guest joining us. Kara Cotter, the founder, creator, designer, and business powerhouse behind So Pretty. Her stunning jewelry is loved locally and sold online across Canada and into the US. She's got that flagship boutique on 124th Street right here in Edmonton. To call Kara a local success would be an understatement, but today we're here to talk about something that the Bits are absolutely buzzing about. On November 3rd, Kara and her team launched the first ever NHL jewelry collection of its kind. Kara, welcome to the Bits. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
Okay, so first of all, this is seriously such a cool crossover. We've seen player merch, some collabs along the way, obviously Lauren McDavid's new line, but never fine jewelry tied to the NHL. So we have to start here. Like, how did this even happen?
You know, it was a case of, I think, just working hard for many, many years and then being in the right place at the right time. So Samantha from the NHL out of the Toronto office, she had received a gift from a girlfriend about 3 years ago, a bracelet of ours, and always wears it, loved it, loved our brand. The packaging followed us for quite a few years just to see the evolution of the brand. And then the NHL has had a really big push to create more products for women. They align themselves with Lululemon. They launched last year on NHL.com Fanatics. And they really want really nice products for women and fashionable, stylish. And so they started reaching out to certain brands and we were one of them. So when she emailed us last November, so it's almost a year to date from contact to launch, to see if we would be interested in an official license. And it was a really long process, a lot of work on our end outside of our regular business. But we were really excited about the opportunity to make something that was really cool and stylish. And we're a hockey family, so that makes it even more special.
Oh, getting that email must have been such a cool moment.
Well, it came through LinkedIn. So to be honest, in the beginning, I didn't
know.
Is this real?
Yeah.
And then we started talking right away. And after our first Zoom call, they sent us a pitch deck of what they were trying to do and really what just engaging female fans and the brands that they were wanting to work with, female owned, Canadian. And we just loved it. The wheels started turning right away and we just got, you know, I started designing right away. And that was probably the hardest part was the design process because I wanted something really wearable and cool and something that people would want to gift, but to wear on game day, but also off game day too.
I wear my necklace off game day. So
perfect. I love it.
Right. I mean, it's, you can wear it during the games. You can wear it outside of the games. That's what's so great about it. I love that you're a hockey family and already a fan. So that makes it even more exciting. And I'm also glad you didn't ignore that LinkedIn DM as many of us would automatically just ignore DM. So you started with four teams. We can only assume that they are your favorites. But I'm guessing there's also a business reason behind that. How did you choose those specific teams to kick things off?
Well, it was very strategic. We did get feedback from the NHL on which the four strongest retail markets were, but also our customer base. So Edmonton is number one for us. Number two is Calgary. Toronto is number three, and Vancouver is number four. Montreal is gaining ground, so that was a opportunity that really excited us. So we knew we wanted to start with four, just looking at our budget. Scaling and growing can be very hard financially for we're not a tiny business, but we're not huge either. So we had to take budget. We wanted to do all of the Canadian teams to start with, or even the original six, but we just really needed to be strategic with our dollars. So we picked four. And also we wanted to really, this is a brand new area, a market for us. We wanted to do four teams and get it really right, and then see if we needed to make any changes, what that looked like, and then expand from there. So we will be doing all the Canadian teams in 2026 and some others. We've had a lot of US interest as well, whether it's from customers or directly from the teams. So
Amazing.
it's been a really, since we launched last Monday, it's been a wild ride, lots of meetings, lots of discussions, and we're really excited about this. It's a whole new business for us.
That's so awesome. And just to clarify for the biddies, we have the Vancouver Canucks, Montreal Canadiens, Edmonton Oilers, and Toronto Maple Leafs all have their very own so pretty Karakotta line now that you can get online. Just in time for Christmas.
Yeah, it's on our website, sopretty.ca. It's right on the top of our homepage, and then it's linked to all of the different teams. We are sold out of the one necklace
Whoa.
already, but it is on pre-order for December 12th delivery. So
Ooh.
the other pieces are also very close to selling out. So we're really happy
Okay,
with
thanks
how
for
we're
the
launching
nudge. I gotta get in
it.
there.
Yeah.
You already kind of, I'm going to go out of question or out of order with the questions here, just because you kind of have already touched on it. How much interest are you getting just from fans, from teams? Like, is your inbox or your DMs, is your LinkedIn blowing up?
Yeah, you know what? We've had several meetings outside of out of this collection with another collab opportunity, which is really fun. And we put specifically a question box in order to request different teams on the website, on the different collection pages, to see what interest we were getting. And even on our chat, we have a chat on our website. And some people are upset that we didn't launch their team. Some people are more forgiving and really just being delightful and saying, "Oh, I can't wait till you launch our team. I really love your jewelry. When is our team coming?" So it's just been really a lot of fun to see.
Very
Yeah.
nice. Was there any input from the league in terms of the design, or did you just kind of have the opportunity to go ahead?
You know what? That was probably the hardest part. So when we were approached, we then actually had to submit an application for a license, which included a full marketing plan and designs
Oh, wow.
before we even got started. So we pitched the marketing plan, all the designs. They loved them, but then after that, it goes to QC in New York, and they sent us basically all of the logos. There's a text logo, a standard round logo. Not all teams have a text logo. So that made it really tricky. And in our marketing plan, we had the Pave necklace, which just had Oilers. It didn't have Edmonton Oilers, which goes against the trademark. So
Okay.
that became really tricky. I was a little bit heartbroken because we had all these really cool elements of cursive writing on them, which again is not the text logo. And we had to get special permission. So we
Whoa.
went back to Toronto and said, "This is what we want to do. We will have some logo pieces because we know that that's an important part of the collection, but we want to layer and sprinkle in things that aren't so logo-y so that the fashion side of it becomes more interesting and wearable."
Definitely. I'm so glad you did that because more people will wear it if it's
Yeah,
not like, game day only, right?
yeah, and but we still want people to identify it as Oilers.
Of
Right?
course,
We
yeah.
want people to be excited to wear it and to celebrate their team. So to have, a piece with the team colors with our ring charms, and the name written in script so that it's there, but still feminine and delicate. So it was a really fine balance design wise of having elements that Yes, I love my team. I'm celebrating my team, but this is not an inexpensive piece and I want to wear it all the time. And being able to take pieces off, like even our wax seal necklace, you can take the pendant off and just wear the chain if you want. Or the stud pack, I've got you can split up the earrings and wear them in different combinations. The ring charms can come off the necklace and go onto the bracelet. So just trying to be super thoughtful with the design and how you can maximize that wearability on game day or not.
Yeah, I appreciate you walking us through that process. It's super interesting. And of course, it sounds like the league had a lot of input and some guidance, but just curious with your own creative process, was it challenging to try and find that balance between your So Pretty's aesthetic and the grit of hockey and its history?
Yeah, we've done collabs before, so I have a lengthy history of working with somebody else's sort of vision and making it also work with our vision. So that wasn't new to me. The part that was new was really the logo heavy designs parts of it, because I'm not traditionally, even in my own fashion choices, I don't wear things with large logos on them. I love fashion. I love really good quality pieces because I tend to wear those more often than others. But we still wanted it to be Oilers and Toronto and Vancouver, Montreal. We wanted it to be those teams and identifiable, but also very fashiony and also so pretty. So trying to weave all those elements together to make them work took much longer. And I probably reworked it about 10 times until I think we landed on something that I think we did. I did a really, I'm proud of what we created, and I hope the fans love it. And that was the biggest thing, was making sure that the fans were really proud of a Canadian, company and what we created for them.
Oh, absolutely. Do you personally have a favorite in the collection?
Oh, you know what? That's probably the first question most people ask, and it's like choosing between my kids.
Yes.
I would say I do in each category, just because I tend to have a certain style. I wear them, well, for necklaces, I wear the medallion and the pave necklace. The wax seal necklace a lot. I love a hoop, so I've got the pave cigar hoops on, but I also wear the little stud from the stud pack a lot. So those are probably the top four that I wear the most, but I truly love them all, I will say.
They're all your babies. And I
Yeah,
think
they
you
are.
really did. You talked about, striking the balance. And I have to say, I think you did. And it's so cool because you have a pair of studs that are like a little oil drop, and they're beautiful on their own. And it's like very nuanced or subtle. And I love that. It's like a hint of hockey, and you can pair it with something that's maybe more bold. And obviously Oilers, it's very cool. And
Yeah, close to
the
the logo,
quality,
but without being the full logo.
I have to say that obviously they, are at a price point that reflects, the quality and the materials and the thought that went into them. And I, as someone who buys a lot of merch, I have to say that I'm so happy to see the quality because, it's not always the case when you buy, quote unquote fan wear. That it will stand the test of time. And I just think that, I've been buying So Pretty for maybe over a decade. I'm already a fan. And so to see that come through in this line is so great. And we're very excited for you and for the line.
You know what? That's something we really pride ourselves on, is our quality. We've never used base metals. So for those that don't sort of know the spaces as well, there's base metals and then there's precious metals. And so precious metals would be your 14 karat, 18 karat gold, and sterling silver. We don't use any brass. Everything's nickel free, so for allergies. And we just find the wearability and the durability with the precious metals just really lasts a lot longer. So we're very strict on that. And we have had, we've been around for 20 years. So the quality, people, like you said, customers have been with us for many, many years, and we have a really good return rate. So yeah, we want Oilers fans to be able to, well, all NHL fans. I keep saying Oilers because we're in Edmonton right now, but we want all NHL fans to be able to wear these pieces for years and years.
I have to hop in because you talked about the process and, you know, doing it maybe 10 times over. What is that timeline, though? Give us an idea of exactly how long that actually is.
Well, it was, so we got contacted in November and we were right in the middle of our holiday season. So we do half of our business in November and December. It's just the nature of jewelry and gifting. So a very busy time. I started thinking about it and really just letting it percolate for those 2 months. And then as soon as January hit, I really started to sit down and put together all of the designs. That was the first thing. And the next was really a full blown marketing plan and pitch, which included, I mean, the NHL wants to look at everything. They look at your financials for a few years. They look at, which is a very vulnerable position to be in.
No kidding.
They, you know, and so it's not, they have, you know, there's references. It's a full blown application with, it was 30 pages. We put together, I think, a really nice package. And we also had community. I'm from Sturgeon County, and St. Albert is our hockey community. So we've been sponsoring a Raiders hockey team for many, many years. So they even did a little video for us, and we included it in our slogan is hockey never looks so pretty. Your good luck charm on and off the ice for all fans.
I love that.
Yeah. So we had them, we went to one of their practices and we had them all on the ice saying that, and then, you know, videoed them on the ice doing their drills. And it was really cute to see, well, really powerful, not cute, but powerful to see that community level women's hockey, and just being going from there to the NHL.
No kidding.
That springboard. Yeah. It was really neat.
Shout out to Albert. I'm from St. Albert too.
So. Oh, hello. So you know the Raiders very well.
Oh, yeah.
I did lots of coverage of the Raiders when I was working at Global Edmonton. So I also know them well.
Yeah. So there's that. We had to submit that marketing plan.
Yeah.
And then we waited. We basically waited to see if it was approved. And then as soon as we found out that it was approved, we started submitting designs and then ran into that roadblock of, well, this is not a correct logo. And then having to go back to the negotiation table. And we did make a couple adjustments and then fighting for those designs, and then wanting to launch it for holiday, which is our biggest season. So we really rushed that last part to try to get it launched.
Okay. So we're talking a year here.
A year, basically. A full year. And that was a rush. That felt rushed.
No kidding. Well, also trying to prepare the other side of your business
for
the busiest time of the year.
Having to have everything else ready outside of what we normally do. It's been lots of hats juggling and not enough hours in the day, but I feel more inspired than I have been in many years. And I love my business, but this is something that is just so new and different. And it's been really, really inspiring.
Kara, when we were at your launch party, you talked about how rare it is in fashion to do something disruptive or new. Maybe you can talk about that a little bit.
Well, having been in it for 20 years, there's not a lot of spaces that haven't been fully saturated. So to be able to be in a market that doesn't have a lot of product available for women is exciting. Business strategic wise, it is something that doesn't come around very often. Mm-hmm. And so I love jewelry, I love design, but I also love all the sides of business. And that's really what piqued my curiosity and gets me up in the morning and gets me out of the door and looking forward to every day with my team, these kinds of projects.
So cool.
Do you see this, or are you hopeful that it also maybe, you know, brings more women into the hockey fandom, hockey culture, you know, just kind of being able to spread the love, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, of course, our playoff run helped to bring more just in Edmonton, but I hope within the entire league, it gets women excited to be a part of the game, and whether, you know, It's dressing up and wanting to look great and celebrate your team and put on your necklace and your earrings and, you know, whatever way we can help. I think it's wonderful.
Amazing.
Have any players or partners reached out since the launch?
Yes, we did have one of the Dallas Stars wives ask when, I don't want to say names, but they said, how soon can we get jewelry for the wives on our team?
Yes.
They said, well, it takes a little while. We have to go through all the approvals and do the actual designs. And of course, some of the Edmonton Oilers wives, they've been given, and the other teams as well. We've talked to actually every team has had some wives approach us and vice versa too. So it's really, because we launched and we really wanted to, one of the other questions is people ask, well, are you going to be on the Ice District website? Are you going to be on Fanatics website? And all those discussions are being had right now, but we wanted to launch it first on our website and have it ready for holiday. And those discussions take some time. And we need more teams, honestly, for the Fanatics website. Right. Having just four is a pretty small cross section. So once we have more teams, and we hope for all 32 eventually, we'll have more exposure on some of those other channels. But yeah.
So do you get to like talk shop with Lauren McDavid? Because I mean, she recently launched that Sports Club Atelier. Are you guys friends? Am I just making this up in my head? It seems like they're aligned in the approach to what you're offering to fans.
Well, in a dream world, we'd be friends. I find her, I think she's so cool and she's so hardworking. And I think she's brilliant and she's doing so much in our city. Really, so I do have a lot of, I admire her a lot. And we did have our launch event at Bar Trove and she attended, which was lovely. So I got to spend some time with her and we've chatted a little bit after. And it is really fun to be in this space and talking to people. Michaela Nurse came to our event as well.
Oh,
so that,
cool.
You know, she is absolutely lovely. So yeah, it's a bit of a dream. Really cool. But they're just like us, right?
Yeah.
But I do. I Lauren McDavid, I have a lot of, I admire her a lot. She's doing great things and.
Totally. And we actually talk about that quite a bit. Like she doesn't have to work as hard as she is. And I just think
she doesn't have to work at all.
At all. And Edmontonians are so lucky that she's so invested in this city. And it's just amazing to see what she's doing here.
So I actually did a Canadian press interview, as you know, for my daytime job at the Edmonton Downtown Business Association. And it was basically me fangirling Lauren for most of the interview. Most of the clips weren't used, which ended up probably being a good thing, because I think it might have been alarming for her if she saw it. But yeah, it's, you know, just even from a downtown perspective, investing in a historic building, and bringing it back to life.
It's a gorgeous
thing. Else
love people who love Edmonton, and she we love to see that she's investing in our city and that she seems to love it too. Also, Kara, by the way, we think you are very cool. So
yes,
when you said she should be excited to be your friend.
I agree.
When you said they're just like us, I'm like, you mean like us, not
like the three of us bits. Yeah.
I don't see it. I don't see it. But thank you for saying that. You made my day.
Oh. Okay. Well, without giving away too much, you mentioned other teams, other leagues, ?
You know what? We would love to. I mean, I know the female league, that would be a dream also. We definitely want to do all the rest of the Canadian teams, the original six finished out, and then go from there. 2026 is going to be really busy. What we did do though, was we developed a template basically that allows us to replicate the collections fairly easily for other teams. So our stud pack, it has the standard heart with the name of the team written in script. And then next to it has a little stud that is reflective of the team. So we've got the oil drop for Edmonton, of course, the Maple Leaf. We've got the little whale tail for the Canucks. And then we've got the Habs, little Crystal Habs logo for Montreal. So taking an element from every team for that is pretty easy. And then putting the logo into the wax seal. We've got our ring charms, which has the team colors and then their inaugural season on one ring charm and then the name on the other one. So it's a system designed very specifically with intention to be able to shift from one team to the other, but still be quite personal for each team. So it's just a matter of, it's more the side of doing all the photo shoots for each team. We did quite a big shoot. We shot them at Jerome Iginla and Canucks Arena. I don't know if you noticed any of those photos.
Yeah, they're very cool.
Why I recognize Canucks.
Yeah, so we shot in on the ice, in the dressing rooms, in the stands, for with all four of the teams that we launched, and had a model for each of them. Had, you know, two makeup artists, two photographers, our entire team. So it was a full, it was quite the production and shot list. So we're already thinking of how we recreate that every time we do a launch. And just looking at budgets and making sure every team gets their spotlight and their creative. So that's probably more of, rather than design, the approval process is easier now that we have that. And it's just more the creative getting that lined up.
I feel bad even asking, to be honest. You must be so tired. I feel like this is the equivalent of asking, you know, what's next when you're at your wedding, like you just got married. And I'm like, when are you having kids?
Yeah. Or when are you having your second baby?
Yes. I'm so tired. Right. Just leave me alone. So I'm so sorry.
I definitely feel like I'm on adrenaline right now after the last couple of weeks, but I'm also super excited. And now that we've worked this hard and we have this template per se. I wish we'd done all the Canadian teams to start with. I wish we could have afforded to do that. We didn't for other reasons too, but I am really excited to get, you know, Ottawa, Winnipeg, Calgary, up right away. And then some of those really big US cities as well.
Honestly, I'm a little like the Jets, like a little Jet stud. I'm kind of jealous. That's pretty cool.
A little flame. I like a little flame stud too.
Oh, even a flame Calgary. Is good too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Calgary was really tricky for us because they're our number two customer.
Okay.
Are they mad at you?
Oh, some were some were mad.
I bet.
I was curious which fan base was getting upset with you, and I was wondering if it was Calgary.
Yeah, most people were really good. Most people were, you know, very, very understanding, but some people were.
That's
some good. People were. Let them be mad.
You know what I have to say, though? Calgary, the Flames, they need some nice merch.
Yeah.
They just don't have what we have here. Quite frankly, I've been to the arena and I'm like, wow, these are your options. So they need this kind of,
I know it's interesting. Like there's definitely different, every city has their own stores. We're really lucky in Edmonton to have a brand new arena. So Calgary is building an arena, but the amount of space we have for our merchandise and the different stores, whether it's the one that you access on the street or in the concourse or, you know, we have a huge retail and we're, you know, at the top of the league for that reason. Edmonton fans are so supportive and they love their merch.
So Kara, we know you're an Oilers fan, so we can't let you go without kind of getting into some silly bits conversation too.
Okay.
So we have a very heated debate on the bits.
Yeah.
It's pretty serious. So you have to pick a side.
Okay. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Who is on which side?
It's a little bit polarizing, but we need to know who you think is hotter, Leon Draisaitl or Stuart Skinner.
Oh, I'm a Draisaitl fan.
Yeah. Or Paulina on her own with Stuart once again.
You know what? We have a following.
I can see it though. I can see it. It's close.
We talk a lot about his hair whip. You know,
He's
listen,
so
if he
good-looking.
was the top goalie in the NHL right now, we might have a
That is a
different.
separate conversation. We are just simply objectifying. We're not
Yes.
looking at talent here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm so glad we got that out of the way. So
Love
glad
it.
we got that off our chest. It's okay. We have our following. I'm curious, NHL aside, is there another league or specific athlete, not to put you on the spot, that would be your dream partnership?
Oh, I mean, well, recently with the MLBA, I think, baseball would be really fun, especially with the Jays. I think that
Oh,
would be
yes.
really cool.
Oh, yeah.
But, NFL, like any of the sports leagues, if we, and the women's leagues, we would really want to expand on with some of the women's leagues. NHL approached us first. So that's, we did have a lot of questions on why we aren't working, like, why not the women's league? And it's as simple as that. Like we were approached by the NHL first, and so we jumped on it. But eventually, we would really, as a female founded company, we would love to have products for those female leagues as well in any sport.
And I could see those athletes in many of the sports wearing the
Yeah.
necklace during games as
Oh,
well,
yeah.
which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think that would be really cool. And even just, to see the sports commentators wearing them this week has been really neat during all the press. So that's been a lot of fun.
Oh, I love it.
As an Oilers fan, we're going way different, completely different way now. What are you excited about this season, and what are you worried about?
I guess I'm worried about some of the changes that we made at the end of the last season with some of our, Corey Perry's been lighting it up from what I hear.
Yeah.
And so just to see some of those guys that did such a good job in the playoffs when they left, I was a little bit heartbroken and concerned. But I think once the younger, I'm as a St. Albert girl, I love Savoy. He's young, he has a lot of talent. I think
Oh,
he's
yeah.
settling in. And so I'm really excited to see some of those younger players, including Savoy, kind of settle in and have some success and score some more goals. And
Yeah.
they did good last night. So
Yeah. Kara, I have to tell you, I have an interview with Matt Savoy when he was ba playing Bantam AAA at the
yeah.
John Reed
Oh, I
Memorial
love it. The good
Tournament.
old John Reed tournament.
Yeah, so he is 13 years old playing with 14 years olds,
Oh,
14 year
I love
olds.
it.
And so I have, yeah, the
Yeah.
footage of Matt Savoy at 13 years old, and he looks nine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right? He looks
Yeah,
so
so
young.
I knew you'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
You make a good point, Kara. That makes me feel better. I think we've got some young blood, some new blood on the team that needs to warm up a little. I am an optimist at heart in life, but a bit of the, well, let's be honest, I'm the first to panic on the
She's the
bits. Yeah.
worrier of the group.
I am the worrier.
My husband's the same.
Yeah, and so Quinn is ever the optimist, and Paulina usually lands somewhere in the middle, like gut check, like should we be worried?
I'm rational, I would
You
say.
yeah, well,
Yeah.
that might be a stretch, but yeah, I think like you said, we're Edmonton Oilers coming off a huge win, a turnaround after this historic loss that was so depressing. I loved hearing Connor McDavid say, sometimes our team just needs to have no more room and be fully backs against the wall before we get angry and do something about it. I love a Connor McDavid revenge story or revenge game.
Yeah.
It's like you said at the, before we started recording, Kara, it's like ballet on ice. So it's just absolutely beautiful.
That backhand goal
Yeah, I mean, I
will
watched
live.
that, like him turning backwards and
And picking the like far corner,
And making it look
it's
so easy.
bananas.
I think I
Bananas.
watched it like 5 times. It was
Yes.
so cool.
Just a collective
Yeah.
sigh of relief from every Edmonton fan
Yeah.
everywhere. Okay, Kara, who's going to win the Stanley Cup this year?
Well, of course, the Oilers are going to win it. Of
Oh,
course.
good.
Of
I feel
course.
Love to
Of
hear it.
course, Toronto, Montreal, and the Canucks have a good chance also.
Oh, that's nice of you to say.
I'm glad that this is recording and
You're a
not
close
a
second.
video that
Yeah,
we
you're a
post
close
because our
second.
faces. They can all
All
share a
Canadian
second.
teams, right? Imagine if it
Yeah.
was an all Canadian Stanley Cup final.
Oh, we were so
Will that
close to
be?
that last year, actually.
That would be amazing.
I
It
really
would
was
be
looking
all
forward
for
to
it.
a Toronto,
Yeah.
Toronto Edmonton.
Oh, because the Oilers would beat Toronto up. That's why I love it too.
I never want to see Florida again. I
Never.
never want to see a single
Yeah.
face from the Florida Panthers
Right?
If the
ever again.
franchise folded, I wouldn't be sad.
No.
Kara needs to maintain
I have to be neutral. Yes.
neutrality
Slightly
here.
neutral. But
You
yeah.
know what? A Panther stud, also really
Also,
cute.
really cute, really
Yes.
cool.
I
But
agree.
Kara, you cannot do it. Just be like a wink. Just be like, you can say.
Staying neutral.
Yeah.
They're last. They get to be last. Kara, thank you so much for spending time with us today. We know you're so busy. We hope you get a lot of rest coming into the holidays. Go get your, well, yeah, maybe it's a little, Quinn just made a face. We're
That was
away
maybe a
from
stretch,
holiday.
but
Okay,
yeah,
listen,
after the holidays.
my son is wearing his Christmas pajamas already. We're very
Love
excited
it.
about Christmas over here. But I guess, Christmas gifts, go sopretty.ca, get them before they're gone. We have ours. We're gonna get more. Go get yours. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.